From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Democrats are vowing to hang tough as Republican lawmakers do everything they can to derail the process of approving companion legislation to the health care overhaul bill. GOP lawmakers have introduced a host of amendments seeking to thwart the process, including one proposal to ban Viagra for convicted rapists, a tactic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said today is destined for failure.
How serious could they be offering an amendment dealing with Viagra for rapists? I mean, this isn't serious.
The Senate adopted even one amendment. It would send the whole health care package back to the House for approval. President Obama signed the health care bill yesterday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says amid some safety concerns following the contentious health care vote, officials with the FBI and Capitol Police briefed lawmakers today on how to handle perceived threats. Hoyer says the concern comes amid recent protests that were swirled around the Capitol by those opposed to the overhaul bill, including some posters showing faces of lawmakers in the crosshairs of a target. There were also incidents involving demonstrators spitting at lawmakers and using racial slurs. Commerce Department reports sales of new homes fell 2.2% in February, but Danielle Carson reports analysts aren't especially troubled.
The back-to-back housing reports tell Mike Larson, a retail analyst with Weiss Research, that the housing market is still treading water, but it's holding its own.
It's just a market that's stuck in the doldrums. Yes, we made a marginal new low, but it wasn't all that big.
Question now is whether the home buyer's tax credit, which expires at the end of April, will boost sales this spring. Larson doesn't think realtors should pin their hopes on the subsidy bringing a crowd of buyers to their doorsteps.
Many of the people who were spurred by the tax credit already acted the first time around. So yes, we'll get a bump, but it'll be a smaller one.
Analysts say the housing market will turn the corner once the inventory of foreclosed properties starts shrinking, but that won't happen anytime soon. They say some 3 million mortgage delinquencies are expected to flood the market this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
U.S. and Russia appear poised to sign a nuclear arms treaty. NPR's David Green reports.
U.S. and Russian officials say the new treaty won't be a done deal until President Obama gets on the phone with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Still, the Czech government announced Prague has agreed to host a signing ceremony with both presidents. The city carries symbolism. About a year ago, President Obama declared in Prague that the U.S. was committed to a world without nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia have been aiming to sign a new treaty before a non-proliferation summit in Washington April 12th and 13th. Even if that's possible, the treaty will still have to be ratified by legislatures in both countries. The 1991 START Treaty required the U.S. and Russia to bring their nuclear arsenals down to roughly 6,000 warheads each. The arsenals have grown smaller since then. The target in a new treaty is expected to be roughly 1,600 warheads in each nation.
You're listening to NPR News. In what could be the first step towards doing away with Saturday mail delivery, the U.S. Postal Service says its Board of Governors has voted to allow a review of the matter. The Post Office is authorizing the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission to conduct that review. The Post Office has been hit hard by the global recession, reporting a $3.8 billion net loss for 2009. Postal officials say increased use of email and competition from rivals FedEx and UPS is also hurting business. People are not only living longer, they are staying healthy into advanced ages. That's according to a new analysis in the journal Nature. More from NPR's Richard Knox.
James Valpel of Duke University reviewed more than a century of studies on aging. He says that for more and more people, their final decline is being postponed. As a result, age 70 is now the new 80, and age 80 is the new 90. Future advances in treating heart disease and cancer may push average life expectancy in developing countries closer to 100. Currently, only a few percent of people become centenarians, but Valpel says half the children alive today in wealthy countries may live to be 100. Better health into advanced ages may change ideas about how to spread work over people's lifespans, the analysis says. Instead of spending the last decades of life in retirement, people might work fewer hours and have more leisure time at younger ages in exchange for working longer. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Company officials are announcing a stock buyback plan for coffee giant Starbucks and a dividend for the company's shareholders. Starbucks announced today the company will buy back 15 million shares on top of the 6.3 million shares that are still outstanding under a previous stock buyback program. The announcement came as a Seattle-based company was preparing for its annual shareholders meeting. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.